Welcome back to Farm Talk. News with Farm Director Eric Johnson back in the studio this week. Do have a busy month of August. Actually, later this week on Thursday, we're going to be making a field trip over to Grand Farm. There is a Senate Ag Committee, or it's a Senate hearing, I believe, on ag for appropriations. All I know is Senator Hovind's going to be there. Amy Klobuchar is going to be there. Tina Smith. The list goes on and on. We're going to be going over and doing some interviews, and that's going to happen Thursday morning at Grand Farm. Looking forward to that. Harrison Weber is going to join us coming up at 2:09. He's the executive director of the Red River Sugar Beet Growers Association. Guess what? Sugar beet season starting to get harvested tomorrow. Starting. Don't get anybody panicked. Pre-harvest or stacking or whatever you want to call it is going to start tomorrow. And plants actually start firing up on Thursday. Going to be talking markets at 2:20. I have some audio from Robert Bonney at the recent Farm Fest we were at. It's very interesting audio from him coming up at 2:33. And then, of course, we've got our North Dakota corn segment at 2:49. And proving that I may have been doing this a little bit too long, Michelle Gilley joins us now from Eddy County. And it's not that you weren't impressionable, Michelle. I completely gapped that. I just talked to you like a few weeks ago. So that just shows you where my brain power is at. Typical guy. Chewing gum and trying to do something else at the same time just doesn't work for me. How's Michelle? How are you doing?
Doing well. We're in Eddy County today.
In Eddy County. So what New Rockford is what, your county seat yes. there? Is that where you're based
Correct.
Out of? Okay. So Western North Dakota, right? And I'm just trying to, I don't
north
have my
North of Carrington.
North of Carrington. Oh, you're not that, you're not west. You're north
you're
of Carrington.
Kind of north
okay.
central.
Ah, so you guys don't need rain. Is that what you're telling me? You're in the area that doesn't need rain?
We could use a little bit every week, maybe half inch every week on Wednesdays. I'm good with that.
Can we schedule that? So, Mick, are you listening?
Yeah, it'd be great if we could schedule that.
Just do Wednesdays because Michelle wants it just yeah. on Wednesdays. It was funny because I was actually visiting with a friend from the Devil's Lake area who pretty much had scowled at me anytime I even mentioned the word rain. And he today even said that they could actually use maybe just a little bit, Mother Nature, not 7 inches, not 6 inches, not 5 inches. Just like an inch. Is that kind of where you're at too? You guys could use just a little good rain, just good rain, not a great rain.
We could use a good rain one day and not a little bit spread out over a week. Yes.
How depressing are these cool temperatures? Are the folks getting kind of crabby at this, or is it kind of a respite? Or
I'd say they aren't very happy with it. Our growing degree units we were at 66 the last time we talked. I think we got all the way to, well, from negative 66 to negative 48 against the normal, and now we're down to negative 118. So we could use some warm weather. It looks to be warming up this week, and we might actually get some rain
okay.
tomorrow, or Wednesday, actually.
How about if we give you a couple of 80s? Is that good enough?
We would love 80, but from what I can tell, it's not going to get there in the next week and a half.
We'll see. I think there's a chance, but I know this weekend it's not going to happen, and maybe next week either.
No.
All right. So how are the crops looking in your neck of the woods? I think they've gained some momentum, even though we haven't been the warmest as of late. That, 2-3 week stretch of hot weather or warmer weather certainly helped. We wish it had continued, but crops are looking pretty decent.
They are. The corn was just almost ready to tassel last time we spoke, and now it's at silking to blister right now, mm-hmm. and it looks good. I haven't seen any wilted corn, so it looks pretty good. The soybeans are anywhere from full bloom to full pod, with most being at the beginning pod stage.
Mm-hmm.
If you go in the morning, everything looks fine. A little bit in the afternoon, the hilltops start to look a little bit wilted, but nothing's really stressed yet, so that's good. The
okay.
plants are holding up to the 0.4 inches that we got over the last 2.5 weeks. I wish it all have come at once. That would have been better, but a little bit. I think the highest we got was 0.22.
Okay.
They just started harvesting the field peas,
mm.
and a little bit of oats, and they're at second cutting for alfalfa.
Any word yet on how things are going? Because I just had a report to the north of you, and all the usual suspects are starting to appear a little bit. White mold, scab, listed off. And maybe not pronounced in some areas, but other areas starting to see it a little bit. So have you heard any reports on that?
I haven't heard any reports on white mold yet. I expect to, but it's been a little drier, so
okay.
And not as foggy as it was last August, so hopefully the white mold won't be as bad. We'll see. Pretty heavy dew in the morning the last few days, though. So
okay. How about for our favorite insects?
Our favorite insects, we have a few grasshoppers and a few soybean aphids.
Okay. Aphids, have they been
nothing
a problem? Because
really.
I've heard the numbers shooting up in some areas, but not everywhere.
It hasn't really been the right temperature for them to shoot up.
Okay.
It's just been a little bit too cold for them. I've only seen them in a couple fields, and when I've seen them, there's been almost as many beneficials as aphids. So
okay.
I don't think it'll be an issue here.
Do you have much for barley in your neck of the woods? Anybody combining yet?
We have a little barley, but I haven't. The only thing I've seen combined would be wheat so far, and not very much.
Any reports on the wheat, like protein or anything?
Not wheat, actually. I meant oats.
Oh, okay.
I've only seen a little bit of oats combined. I haven't seen any wheat combined yet.
Okay. Well, we'll definitely see it in the weeks ahead. So with the GDUs you're talking about, we're probably a week, several days behind, basically. We don't need any frost anytime soon.
Don't need any frost yet.
Seconds.
I was glad we weren't one of the three counties last week.
That got frost. Isn't that something? Oh, my gosh. I didn't even know it. I was talking to Daryl. I was like, hey, can we still put off the first freeze frost? And he goes, what do you mean? We already had frost. I was like, what? And we had some in June,
too.
We got
down to 45. We got down to 45.
In your neck of the woods?
We weren't too close, but.
All
still
right.
Scary.
Extension-wise, anything going on? Are you guys pretty quiet now, or do you have anything coming up in the near future in Eddy County?
Well, we'll start the new extension year on September 1st, so we're just doing a little recruiting, and we'll have our awards the first weekend in September, and then the second weekend we'll have a big roast beef dinner fundraiser.
Oh, nice. Okay.
New Rockford Steam Threshers.
Very
get a big
good.
Crowd, then we do well, and we.
What is the date?
We're working on trying to get a new static building, so all the fundraising that we can do helps.
We got to do something with that. Who's it's the New Rockford Steam Threshers. Mm-hmm. What's the date for that?
September 19th to the 21st. No, 20th, 21st, 22nd, the third weekend in September.
Okay, I've been writing this down because I think we should do something with that. That would be a good thing, 21st.
It is a very fun event. I love to go see them tilling the ground with the steam. It's just so beautiful, all those people on the back. And
yeah.
It looks like a lot of work, but it sure looks.
Yeah, it was a heck of a lot of work.
The old ways.
It was sweaty work. It was hot work. Have you ever been to the Rolag, the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers at all? Have you been there before?
I have not. I have not.
Add that to your bucket list. That's also coming up. Actually, that's coming up Labor Day weekend, around before and around Labor Day weekend. So there'd be a good field trip for you. Tell Mohammed Khan, you guys need a field trip to the Steam Threshers. There you go. I know it's in Minnesota, but you guys get along with those University of Minnesota guys. All right. Anything else? Test kits, by the way. I was going to ask you about that. Do you have any test kits left, or are they kind of by the boards now, timing-wise?
I'm not. I just got my soybean cyst nematode test kits or sampling bags in.
You just got them now?
Yep. Last week I got the bags for. Well, it's not quite time to sample.
Okay.
So, but I'll put something in the newspaper tomorrow and tell people that they're available, and I'll start. Handing them out, pushing them, basically.
I said that was like it was a bad thing, like it was your fault. I'm saying, I just thought they were already out because we've been mentioning them for a little while. So that and they have the kosha tests. Do you still have kosha?
I have those. I had some positive last year. But
you did? Okay.
The weeds aren't looking too bad this year. It's mostly green foxtail and foxtail barley. Okay. Some water hemp came in this week that was resistant.
Great. Okay. Very good. Well, Michelle, thank you so much for popping on again. We'll call you in like 2 weeks this time. I'm just kidding.
We won't. Actually, October. You'll totally forget me by October.
No, I won't. But yeah, I'll be like, if I talk to you again, I'm just like, I made an idiot of myself earlier. It's all coming back to me now. That's what happens when you get old, and that's where I'm at. Michelle, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Hopefully you guys stay dry. Well, 1 inch of rain a week. That's Michelle's order, and no frost. All right, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Thanks for interviewing me.
All right, see ya. Bye-bye.